तत्र तत्र उपशृण्वाना स्वा पूर्वेषां महात्मनां प्रगीयमानं च यशः कृष्ण माहात्म्यं सूचकम् आत्मानं च परित्रातम् अश्वत्थाम्नो अस्त्र तेजसः स्नेहं च वृष्णी पतानां धीशां भक्तिं च केशवे तेभ्यः परम संतुष्ट प्रीति उज्जृंभिता लोचना महाधनानि वासांसी ददौ हारान् महामुना तत्र तत्रोपशृण्वान् स्वपूर्वेषां महात्मनां प्रगीयमानं च यशा कृष्णमाहात्म्यसूचकम् आत्मानं च परित्रातम् अश्वत्थाम्नोऽस्तु तेजसा स्नेहं च वृष्णिपातानां देशां भक्तिं च केशवे तेभ्यः परमसन्तुष्ट प्रीत्युज्जृम्भितलोचना महाधनानि वासांसि ददौ हारान् महामुनाः
Translation. Wherever the king visited, he continuously heard the glories of his great forefathers, who were all devotees of the Lord, and also of the glorious acts of Lord Krishna. He also heard how he himself had been protected by the Lord from the powerful heat of the weapon of Ashwatthama. People also mentioned the great affection between the descendants of Rishni and Pritha, due to the latter's great devotion to Lord Keshava. The king, being very pleased with the singers of such glories, opened his eyes in great satisfaction. Out of magnanimity, he was pleased to award them very valuable necklaces and clothing.
Maharaj Parikshit is on his true. And what did he meet in every place? Tatra tatra upasanjana. Everyone was speaking very highly Sapurbisham about his forefathers, especially the grandfathers, Panchapandam, Mahatmana. They are not ordinary persons, Mahatmana. Mahatmana and Duratmana, two words. Mahatmana, a great mind or great personalities, and Duratmana means mischievous person. There are two kinds, mischievous and magnanimous. Everywhere. So, the forefathers of Maharaj Parikshit, Sapurvesham, they are not ordinary person, they are Mahatma. So how one can become Mahatma? It is not very difficult. provided one wants to become Mahatma. Nothing is difficult in this world, provided one wants to have it or to become. So how to become Mahatma? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Mahatmanastumang prartha devi prakriti maasrita. Bhajanti ananna manasu. This is Mahatma. Sa Mahatma sudurlava. First of all, Krishna said, Sa Mahatma sudurlava. To get a Mahatma, broadly minded, great personality, it is very difficult to find out. But still, one may try to find out what are the symptoms of Mahatma that is discussed in Bhagavad Gita. When one understands Krishna is the origin or original source of everything, Janmadasya Jataha, as is indicated in the Vedanta Sutra, that the absolute truth is that from whom everything emanates. That is absolute truth. So what is the nature of that absolute truth, animate or inanimate? And that is also discussed. Abhigya, animate. The origin, source of everything must be animate. In this way, when one comes to the conclusion, as it is stated by Krishna himself personally, matta parataram nanyat kinchi jasti dhananjaya. My dear Dhananjaya, there is no more superior, objective than myself. So people will not accept this. If I say that there is no more superior person than me, the people will laugh. It may be true or not true, that is, but if anyone is very much proud of his personality and he says that there is no more superior person than me, then at least at the beginning people will laugh. That is nature. But when Krishna says, matta parataram nanyat kinchi jasti dhananjaya, there is no more superior person than me anywhere, then who will accept it? One who knows, he will accept. Yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So, how this knowledge is achieved? Because to accept Krishna, just like we accept by authority, we belong to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. He preached, his cult means, Chaitanya cult means Krishna cult. Krishna Varnam, simply describing Krishna. That was his vision. in this way, when one understands Krishna, not perfectly, one cannot understand Krishna perfectly, it is not possible. Even Krishna himself cannot understand himself. He's so great. That is greatness. God is great. That the God who is great, he cannot also understand how great he is. That is God. Nobody can understand. But as far as possible, we can understand from the shastras, sadhu, shastra, guru, three sources, we can understand and make our conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme. that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanavan Manga Prabhadate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudhulu. People are searching after knowledge, philosophers, scientists, politicians, and others, so many. Everyone is after knowledge. Brahma Jigyasa. Jigyasa, everyone is inquiring what is the supreme, absolute truth. That is possible in this human form of life, not in the cats and dogs of life. So those who are cats and dogs in the form of human being, they cannot inquire. They cannot inquire. Because they may be in the form of a human being, but actually they are no better than cats and dogs. Who are they? Ahara nidra bhaya maithanancha samanna maitat pasubhi narana. Then, the eating, material necessities of life, eating, we want to eat something, we must eat to keep this body fit. Then we must sleep also after eating, not always, not in this assembly, but after eating you can sleep. There is sleeping place. Not here. That is not good. So, eating, sleeping. Then, after eating, after sleeping, everyone knows, the sex become agitated. Then mating. Eating, sleeping, mating. And defending. How to protect myself? Because the whole world is full of enemies. This is material world. So everyone is struggling hard. How to protect myself? So these four principles are animal principles. That is the difference, that the such animal propensities are there amongst the cats and dogs, and in the human being also these necessities are there. But if we remain captivated only by these four principles, then we remain cats and dogs. It doesn't matter however nicely we are dressed, but we remain as cats and dogs, in the category of cats and dogs. The modern civilization is that he is actually a dog, a cat, but he dresses himself very nicely to become gentle. So Shastra says no. We have to test whether he is human being or a cat and dog. What is? So if we see that people are engaged only in these four business, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, he is cat and dog. Above them, they are inquiring. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. They are inquiring about the absolute truth. They are above these cats and dogs. This is the test. What subject matter he's inquiring? Just like there are big, big scientists, they are making research if petrol can be substituted. So, in the eyes of the common man, he may become a very great scientist, but those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness, they will take him no better than cat and dog. Because his subject matter is how to eat, sleep, or mate, or defend. The subject matter, we have to understand what is the subject matter of this person. That in the English proverb, it is said, a man is known by his company. Similarly, if the subject matter is animalistic, ahara nidra bhaya maithun, then however he may be big man, we would take him amongst the categories of cats and dogs. Then who is above? That above who is inquiring about the absolute, jigyasu, shreya uttamam, he is human being, jigyasu. He may not know in the beginning, but if he is inquisitive about knowing the absolute truth, he is human. Just try to understand what is the distinction between a human being and cat and dog. So, a human being means he's inquiring about the spirit soul or the spiritual world, the Supreme Spirit, God, Krishna. He is human being. Otherwise, cats and dogs. It's very easy to distinguish who is a cat and dog and who is a human being. There's no difficulty. What is the subject matter of his inquiry? And what he is after, what he wants in life. Everyone wants to eat very nicely in table chairs and nice plate, and nicely cooked food and palatable, never mind whatever nonsense it is, it must be palatable. So that is eating problem. So in this way, if we analyze, it is not difficult to find out who is a human being and who is a cat and dog. That is, everything can be understood. So when one is inquisitive, jigyasu, and jigyasu means what kind of jigyasu? Inquisitive, shreya uttamam. Jigyasu shreya uttamam. There are fields, different fields of activities. So when becomes inquisitive to know the ultimate necessity, atyantik dukkha nivritti, ultimate necessity, shreya uttama. There are two things, shreya and praya. I've discussed all these things many times. Praya means immediately very palatable. That is called shreya, praya. And shreya means ultimately good. Suppose if you take some palatable foodstuff, it may be very palatable to you. There are many examples, just like smoking. Smoking, everyone knows, the scientists, the doctors, they declare this is the nonsense thing. It should be avoided. They advertise him in the packet also. But people still smoke. And that is called priya. That is called priya. Priya means immediately very nice. And shreya means when one gives it up. No, it will keep my health nice. And that is shreya. Try to understand what is shreya and priya. Another example, just like a child, he wants to play whole day. Even Krishna was playing with his friends. Mother Jasoda had to call him thrice, four times. Then he would come back. That is the nature of children. They want to play whole day and night, but that is not prayer. That is not shreya. The mother, the parents, take care. My dear boy, come here, take your bath, change your dress, take your food. It is already late. So he does not know that these things are shreya. He wants to play. Just try to understand shreya and praya. Praya means, according to one's position, there are different subject matter of sense gratification. That is called priya. And shreya means for future goodness, ultimate goal. That is called priya, shreya. Therefore, a human being is he who is inquisitive about his ultimate goal of life. to know how, what is my ultimate goal of life. That is human being. So jigyasu. So when a human becomes jigyasu, inquisitive, sreya uttamam, sreya means ultimate goal of life, and uttamam. Uttamam, tama means darkness. Tama means darkness. Not in the darkness, but uttamam. Udgato tamam jasmat. When he transcends this darkness field of activities. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. Don't remain in the darkness activity. Come to the light activity. So when one becomes inquisitive for the light activity, he is human being. He called Gyani. The Kurmis, they are in darkness. Their activity has no meaning. The other day we have discussed Bartha-karma-bhi. Bartha-karma-bhi. Bartha means futile, useless. The Kurmis are there thinking, very busy. If you go to see a Kurmi, he will say, oh, I have no time. What you are doing, sir? Now I am very busy. I am earning money. So, but Shastra says you are simply wasting your time. Bartha karma. Bartha karma. So karma means they are working simply for useless result. How useless result? Because you have to change your body. Tathā dehāntara prāpti, there is a fact. You believe or not believe, you are changing your body every moment. So, simply you have no eyes to see, you have no brain to understand, you may be, because you are cat and dog, you cannot understand. Because the cats and dogs, they cannot understand that there is another life after this dog's body and cat's body. They cannot understand. So anyone who cannot understand the simple truth of the transmigration of the soul, he is no better than this cat and dog. So these kurmis are like that. Some of them understand. They at least believe in future life, but they do not know how to stop this transmigration of the soul. That they do not know. Kurmis. They know that it is unavoidable to change the bodies. So there is no need of endeavoring. Therefore they do not know, they cannot know, neither they can do. They simply, yes, there is life, but let me become in more comfortable situation. Just like in this life, they are trying just to become in comfortable situation of this body. Similarly, when they understand that, accepting at least, that there is next life, they want to go to the heavenly planet, sarga. But they do not know that that is also not ultimate happiness. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You read nicely. Abrahma bhavana lokan punaravartin arjuna. Because even if you go to the Brahmaloka, the highest planet, either by good work or by your aeroplane Sputnik, it is not possible to go there by Sputnik, but you can go there by your pious activities. Janti deva vrata devan, pithrin janti prithri vrata. Janti, you can go, but you have to adopt the means. But these are for the kurmis. Those simply want comfortable life of this body. They cannot understand that however comfortably I may live, I have to give up this body. Then what is my next position? They do not know. They are called kurmi. So when one comes to this point to understand that this is simply futile to work for this body, he is jnani. He is jnani. Jnani means he is inquisitive to know the ultimate goal of life. How I am eternal, how I can get eternal life. In this way, he tries for it. That is called jnani, karmic jnani, yogi and bhakta. There are four kinds of man. So jnani and yogi, jnani simply speculates and yogi tries to practice. That is the difference. Their aim is the same, but yogi means he practically endeavors. And jnani means he's simply theoretical. These are everything. In science also, there is theoretical and practical. So, karmi is in the darkness. Nicely dressed cats and dogs. That is karmi. And jnani, who understands the futility of simply being engaged for the bodily comfort, he understands after all the body will not stay. So why am I wasting by this way? If there is another business, that is jnani. And yogi means who practically endeavors. So out of the yogis, the bhakta yogi is the best. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesham. Yoginam api sarvesham. There are many classes of yogi. Out of all these yogis, one yogi who is always thinking of Krishna, he is first class. He is first class. Yoginam api sarvesa madgata antaratmana madgata, thinking of Krishna only. He may not know very much about Krishna, but simply he is thinking of Krishna. Oh, that is sufficient. That is sufficient. Here, we have got the deity of Krishna, and if you 24 hours see the deity only seeing here, you will be perfect. You will be perfect. Simply by seeing. And then here, then chant. There are so many. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasivanam, nine kinds of methods. You adopt them all, or some of them, or at least one, then you become perfect. That is bhakti yogi. Somewhere or other. Think of jena tena prakarena mana krishne nivesaya. That is the instruction of Rupa Goswami. Somewhere or other, just engage your mind in Krishna. Somewhere or other. Tisam satatu yuktana. Krishna also says, satata yuktana, continuously attached to me. Tesang satata yuktana, bhajatang priti purbhakam. Priti purbhakam. Here it is, priti, it is said. Priti ujjambhita. So, with love. With love or no love. Without love, you cannot think of Krishna. That is not possible. So, as soon as you think of Krishna, there is a tinge of love, must be there. So as you increase your thinking of Krishna, then you increase your love of Krishna. That is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our ultimate goal of life. Prema pumartha mahan. Prema pumartha mahan. Everyone is attached to those who are human beings. Dharmartha kama moksha. The karmis, they want to be religious. They go to temple, church, for some material benefit. God give us our daily bread. That is their function. That is still, that is accepted. So in this way, we have discussed many times, so the jnani, who is Mahatma, that is the subject matter we discussed. So jnani, the Mahatmas are to be found not among the kurmis, but on the jnanis, jnani field. Just like in India, we manufacture some Mahatma. But according to Shastra, he is not Mahatma because he was Mahatma Gandhi, I mean to say. He was not on the platform of knowledge. He was on the platform of karma, karmi. He wanted to deliver his countrymen from the clutches of the Britishers. That was his aim. But because he was not Jnani, he could not understand that why I am trying to drive away some people for the benefit of another. That is a great subject matter. So anyone who is on the Kormi field, he is not Jnani. He is not Jnani or Mahatma. Then who is Mahatma? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanam ante. After working uselessly for many, many lives, like cats and dogs, trees and plants and like that, evolution. When one works for understanding the ultimate goal of life, Jnani, so Jnanis also cannot understand immediately that Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. They cannot understand. Although it is stated that Vedaścha sarvai aham eva vidyam. Through the studies of Vedas, what knowledge one should achieve, when one achieves the knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, that is, I mean, it's a perfection of Vedic study. But these so-called Jnanis, they are simply bookworm, simply reading Vedas, four Vedas. And they say, we are concerned with Vedas. We are not concerned with Krishna. Just like the Jagik Brahmana. They were interested with the Vedas. But their wives were interested with Krishna. So they got perfection. So, in this way, Jnanis, Kormi, are rejected. Kormis are useless. When Jnanis, when they cultivate knowledge, not in one life, because immediately they will not accept that Krishna is the ultimate goal. They are surprised. How Krishna? He was a cowherd boy playing with the cows and calves. He can be, this is Maya. Therefore they are called Mayavadi. They cannot understand. They cannot understand what is the position of Krishna, although they are studying Vedas. So the Jnanis, though actually, Jnanis, they also immediately can. Therefore they have to try to come to this position of understanding Krishna of many, many births. Bahunam janmanamanti. Not in one birth. They will have to take birth. Their so-called liberation is not possible. Because if you have to take birth, then where is your liberation? There is no liberation. Liberation means no more accepting birth in this material world. That is called liberation. So, Bhagavad Gita says, Bahunam janmanamanti jnanavan. Those who are cultivating knowledge, so there is no mukti. Because they have to take birth again. So in this way, Bahunam janmanamanti jnanavan maham prapaddati. When he actually comes to the knowledge point, he surrenders to Krishna. Then, Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. This is mahatma. When he understands that Krishna is the, because the perfection of knowledge means to know the ultimate source. Jatata brahma jigyasa, janmadasya jataha, from where everything is emanated. But they do not know, the scientists, philosophers, they do not know. They are simply speculating, that's all. Actually they do not know. But when one knows, then he is perfect. What is that knowledge? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Sa mahatma sudullava. That is mahatma. Again, it is further explained. Then what is the business of mahatma? Suppose he understands, surrenders to Krishna. Then what is his business? Simply knowing and surrendering will do? No. Mahatmanastumang prathadevi prakriti masita bhajanti. Ananda Manasu, engaged in service, Not that I have understood Krishna, let me sit down and sleep now. He is not Mahatma. But Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sama Mahatmanastu Mang Pratha Daivi Prakriti Mahasita. Daivi. Daivi means spiritual. Spiritual energy. He is in the spiritual energy, not this material energy, ahara nidra bhayamaita. Spiritual energy. And what is the symptom of being in the spiritual energy? Bhajanti, always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So they are Mahatmas. Thank you very much.